I'm going to tell one story that it's an old cannibal. There were people living, and five brothers hunted. And the oldest one, he cut himself. He was cutting a deer, and he tasted his blood. It was good, so he just ate himself up, and he never returned. And his brothers kept on to look for him one at a time. All five of them, he got them and killed them all and got the bones all ready. The youngest one went. He was the smartest, the youngest brother. And then the little bird told him what happened, what the little lark, meadow lark, what happened. Do this and that. He's got the rope. He'll lasso you with, it's an intestine rope. Your brothers are, all the bones are piled there. So you go holler, he'll holler, you go slow, don't go too fast. When he comes, you turn back and run up the hill. He might catch you, you might put the real flints on your leg so you can cut up his intestine rope. So he did. And then that's what happened. He almost flipped him, but he cut up his, and he said, all right, brother, you're gone. And then when he left, got home, this younger brother, he told them, he's a dangerous man, we better move. The next day they moved, but his wife, his little child, stayed. I'm not going, he's my husband, I'll just leave here. I'd live here, leave my tent alone, I'll wait for him here. So they left, they all moved, only that one woman with the child. So when that cannibal came down, he had bones packing them, coming down. The woman heard him. His bones were rattling. You know how bones rattle. To kach min paps palom tete maye me pam tseyo ho kas kamahe katao tasiks. Oh, she got scared. She looked and she saw him all nothing but bone. Heart was just beating there like a clock, and he was just bloody. So she went in and sat there with the baby, and he came right in. Oh, give me that baby, I want to go. There's a sing a song to him. So he, mocht, mocht, dein, mocht, mocht. And she got scared. It means just one swallow will take this baby. Mocht, mocht, dein. Let me have the baby, I'll go down and wash it. Then you can have it. So he gave it to her. She went down and she took a spoon. Wooden spoon was laying down, and took that down and turned it into canoe down there. And she hit the brushes down the willows. When he comes, you, he calls, you answer. So they did, those brushes. He'd say, hurry up! They'd say, whoo! But she already went into that canoe and sailed down the river. Oh, he got mad. He ran down. He was going to beat her up, but no, she's no place to. He saw those twigs, you know, moving around. He got a stick and just beat the bushes up. Then he went up, packed up. He was going to follow. This woman came to the camp then in a day, catch up with them, and she told them he might be coming. He is very dangerous. All right, they got the call or cry or tell them, you'll get ready. Who wants to be buried at the cliff up here? There's a cliff. You can bury you there. When he comes along, you can kick him. You'll have your knees sticking out, but you can have little place to breathe there. And one of the birds, I think it's crane, said, I will bury me. So they did bury him up in a high. After they buried him, they went little ways this way. They stuck his knee up. Pretty soon he come singing, Do kak min, paps palom titi maye me pam tseyo, ho kas kamahi katao talik. And oh, he was scared, almost sobbed, but he just kept laying. Pretty soon, oh, my brother, what happened to my brother? He was feeling the knee that was sticking out. Then this crane just lifted up me, knocked him down. Yeah, just done away with him. Bones and all fell down. He killed him that way. That's the cannibal story. And they were happy afterwards. They lived happily.